June 20th, 2010, 12th Sunday in Ordinary Time.
A reading from the book of the prophet Zechariah. Thus says the Lord, I will pour out on the house of David and on the inhabitants of Jerusalem a spirit of grace and petition, and they shall look on him who they have pierced, and they shall mourn for him as one mourns for an only son. And they shall grieve over him as one grieves over a firstborn. On that day, the mourning in Jerusalem shall be as great as the mourning of Hadadrimmon in the plain of Megiddo. On that day, there shall be opened to the house of David and to the inhabitants of Jerusalem a fountain to purify from sin and uncleanness. The Word of the Lord.
My soul is thirsting for you, O Lord, my God.
My soul is thirsting for you, O Lord, my God.
O God, you are my God, whom I seek. For you my flesh pines and my soul thirsts. Like the earth parched, lifeless and without water.
My soul is thirsting for you, O Lord my God.
Thus have I gazed toward you in the sanctuary to see your power and your glory. For your kindness is a greater good than life. My lips shall glorify. Exultant lips, my mouth shall praise you.
My soul is thirsting for you, Lord my God.
You are my help, and in the shadow of your wings I shout for joy. My soul clings fast to you.
A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Galatians. Brothers and sisters, through faith you are all children of God in Christ Jesus. For all of you who were baptized into Christ have clothed yourselves with Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek, there is neither slave nor free person, there is not male and female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. And if you belong to Christ, then you are Abraham's descendant, heirs according to the promise. The Word of the Lord.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Once, when Jesus was praying in solitude and the disciples were with him, he asked them, "Who do the crowd say that I am?" They said in reply, "John the Baptist." Others, "Elijah." Still others, "One of the ancient prophets has arisen." Then he said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" Peter said in reply, "The Christ of God." He rebuked them and directed them not to tell this to anyone. He said, "The Son of Man must suffer greatly and be rejected by the elders, the chief priests, and the scribes, and be killed and on the third day be raised." Then he said to all, "If anyone wishes to come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. For whoever wishes to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will save it." The Gospel of the Lord.